Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Locally owned and operated, we are Rio Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In its last report before the election, the government this morning releases economic growth numbers for summer.
Economists forecasting a healthy 3% plus growth driven by strong consumer spending. This would push the U.S. economy further above the pre-pandemic growth set by the Congressional Budget Office. In fact, last quarter's numbers already placed GDP over 2% higher than CBO's 2020 forecast. Drivers include steady consumer spending along with unexpected boosts in labor and productivity growth.
ABC's Dave Packer. Former President Trump talking about comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage during Trump's rally in New York City on Sunday. On Hannity on Fox News, Trump declaring he has no idea who Hinchcliffe is and no president has done more for Puerto Rico than himself. Vice President Harris rallied supporters on the Ellipse, same place where in 2021 Trump held a rally before a mob tried to sack the U.S. Capitol. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to 89cash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. 89cash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to 89cash.com. That's 89cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikens with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. November milk up 14 to 2027, November down 13 to 1997, January steady at 1992, February down 2 at 1979. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 2 to 189, 40-pound blocks down a half to 189.5, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 269, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.25 to 138.75, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 16.5, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as there was no cash markets developed yesterday. And with boxed beef prices lower, traders decided to be cautious and they did not move cattle higher. Meanwhile, though, hogs, just the opposite. Strong pork demand on the consumer side, and that led to higher pork cutout values and thus higher hog prices. October live cattle down 87 cents to 189.30. October feeder cattle down 5 cents to 250.02. December hogs up 220 to 82.82. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly higher on the day. A lack of news to have sellers into the market. And strengthened wheat also supported the corn markets. Soybeans lower, mostly lower. Again, positive weather for South American soybean planting and really positive weather for the U.S. soybean harvest combined to pressure prices. Wheat markets mostly higher after developing oversold conditions. Matif wheat also supported the market. December corn up 3 to 413.75. New crop 25 up a quarter to 439.75. November beans down 8.75 to 965.25. New crop 25 down 4.5 to 1017.25. December wheat up 11.75 to 570.5. That's national markets. Local markets are not. Next, you're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 344, December 349, January 351, new crop 25, 380. Cash beans 880, December 894, January 899, new crop 25, 927. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 348 and 3 quarters, November 353 and 3 quarters, December 363 and 3 quarters, and January at 374. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 362, December 379, January 387. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in November corn 361, cash beans 890, January 899. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 364, new crop 25, 390, cash beans 865, new crop 25, 927. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 374, November 374, April 411, new crop 25, 401. Cash beans 928, November 931, April 975, new crop 25, 959. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 361, January 366, cash beans 893, January 907. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 179 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 153 to 176, market cows 92 to 128, bulls 125 to 164, calves 300 to 1050, beef steers 180 to 420, Holstein steers 163 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 80 and down. Goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 187.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 187, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 95 to 114, market bulls 140 to 150. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee with a fur.
coming through a worn-out road now, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. And that's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. Didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
There's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patti Loveless and Halfway Down here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s this morning. Do have some areas of rain, and we're going to see some big changes starting today with a lot of rain and thunderstorms and much colder temperatures as well on the way. And we'll have more details here coming up next hour in our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, we will be chatting with Dennis Guy, our NAFB colleague in Canada, as Canadian hogs continue to move south for processing. We'll have more on that with Dennis here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Minnesota milk producers are hoping good changes are ahead for the federal milk market order system. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many state milk producers associations have spent a lot of time at the hearings on modernizing the federal milk marketing order system. One of those was the Minnesota Milk Producers Association. Lucas Sostrom, executive director for MMPA, says they went to the hearings with specific goals in mind.
Yeah, so in my role with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, I've been very involved, spent probably almost a month of the hearing down in Indiana. So we came with a principled approach. We wanted no negative PPDs so that people had incentive to pool. And I think we maybe lost sight of that during the hearing. People forgot that that was probably the reason for the hearing in a big way, is why are we having these negative PPDs? We also wanted to sustain risk management, even for Class 1. All of us want fluid milk to grow. That's had a slow and steady decline. And so those firms that sell fluid milk, they need risk management too. And so we're a little weary, and we have been of some of the changes proposed back to the higher of.
He says some good things came out of those hearings.
But we're very glad to see, which we testified on, the extended shelf life milk having a way to manage their risk for the first time, or continued, I should say. And we hope that USDA looks at updating butter fat alongside protein, because we think it'd be really weird to have a 3-4 fat and 3-4 protein someday. But we're heading that direction right now. And so we're hoping that they update both fat and protein alongside each other so that the CME and others work well for farmers to understand. So overall, I think we've got a decent recommendation. We would have done some things differently, but hopefully when we see the final recommendation, we can educate farmers as to how it affects them and affects the members of our cooperative.
USDA has finalized its proposals for changes to the federal milk marketing order. Those proposals now have to be voted on by dairy farmers across the country before they would go into effect. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Alan Jackson and Chattahoochee here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region this morning. Well, last week with the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, the National FFA Officer Team was elected. And congratulations to Mary Schreiber of Wisconsin. She was elected the Central Region Vice President for National FFA. So Wisconsin once again represented on the National FFA Board. She's a former member of the East Troy FFA Chapter. Now, each year, the FFA selects six student members to represent the organization as national officers. The officers will interact with business and industry leaders. Of course, FFA members, teachers, corporate partners, government, and educational officials as well over the next year. So congratulations to Mary Schreiber of Wisconsin from the East Troy FFA. She is the Central Region National Vice President. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. California is finally moving forward on the potential approval of E15, gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. On Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom asked his state's lawmakers to expedite the fuel's approval with the goal of saving drivers money and improving air quality. I'll be back with more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
Yes, California, the nation's toughest regulator, has long resisted E15, despite its availability in every other state in the nation. For years, industry advocates have argued that E15 offers a cleaner-burning, cost-effective option for California drivers while also benefiting agriculture. On October 1st, the California Assembly finally took action, passing a bill to accelerate the approval of E15 in the state. And that bill passed unanimously, sending a clear message that it's time to explore E15's potential. That bill directs the California Air Resources Board, or CARB, and the California Energy Commission to complete the evaluation process by July of next year. This evaluation, which has been underway since 2018, has seen multiple delays, but the added urgency from both the Assembly and Governor Gavin Newsom could finally push it over the finish line. Newsom's directive last week to CARB underscores E15's potential to reduce fuel prices by up to 20 cents per gallon. It means California consumers could save nearly $3 billion per year, all while maintaining air quality standards. But it's not all good news. While E15 could bring relief at the pump, proposed changes to California's low-carbon fuel standard represent a different story for renewable fuel producers. The Renewable Fuels Association recently criticized CARB's proposed updates to their low-carbon fuel standard, calling them overly restrictive and, quote, disconnected from reality. The RFA argues that new sustainability requirements and land use change penalties could hinder ethanol's role in California, despite its proven environmental benefits. The Association's president, Jeff Cooper, warned that these changes could lead to fuel shortages and higher prices, counteracting the benefits that E15 would bring to the state. These changes could increase compliance costs and make it more difficult for U.S.-produced ethanol to compete, which should be a concern for both farmers and fuel consumers alike. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
As California finally prepares to allow its drivers access to E15, access that the other 49 states have allowed for years, there's hope for both cleaner air and cheaper fuel for California drivers and a potentially huge new market opening up for American corn growers and ethanol producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I haven't seen her lately, and she never calls. She don't ask my friends about me, gives no clues at all that a fire might still be burning, yeah. I'd say she's about as gone as a girl can get. She don't even show up in my dreams at night, but my stubborn old memory keeps holding on tight. Sure makes it hard to forget. She's about as gone as a girl can get. She's out of here, she disappeared without a trace. More or less unimpressed by the tears on my face. Destination unknown, just dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone as a girl can get. Dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone as a girl can get. Like a stranger I gone as a girl can get. Mm-hmm.
country favorites back to back to back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture why it gave funding to a Midwest poultry farm that went out of business. Minnesota-based Pure Prairie Poultry went bankrupt, resulting in the destruction of over 1 million chickens in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
About 50 farmers in the lurch, 2 million birds without feed. Companies don't just fail out of the blue. So this raises question about how well the Department of Agriculture is overseeing the federal funding it administers.
Grassley wants to know how the USDA is vetting companies before the agency awards taxpayer dollars. It's unclear if Pure Prairie Poultry will pay back USDA. The 2022 Census of Agriculture showed about 40% of American farmers worked 200 or more days off the farm in 2022. The majority, 93% of the 3,078 U.S. counties for which data was reported, had at least 30% of producers working 200 or more days off the farm. Further, 83 counties had at least 50% of those producers working off farm for 200 days or more. For farms with at least two producers, 41% of those worked off farm for 200 days or more. In comparison, 35% of producers on farms with only one producer did so. Off-farm work is a significant source of income for most farm households and can additionally provide health and retirement benefits. Agriculture Resource Management survey data says over half of family farms weren't profitable in 2022, and 84% of farms earned at least half of their income off of the farm. While the farm economy seems to have stabilized here in the Midwest and Northern Plains, it weakened in the rest of the U.S. this fall. Producers are dealing with high costs and lower commodity prices. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book says agricultural activity was flat to down modestly, with some crop prices remaining unprofitably low. Farmers in parts of the 6th District of Atlanta are having a hard time. Farmers in South Georgia and parts of Florida noted significant damage and losses resulting from Hurricane Helene. Chicago's 7th District farmers had stable farm income expectations, despite above-average harvest projections. The 8th District of St. Louis notes that while agricultural production has been stable, overall sector conditions have weakened. 9th District, the Minneapolis District, conditions remain stable, but at lower levels. Kansas City's 10th District said activity in the agriculture sector continues to decline, and contacts in the 11th District around Dallas continued reporting tough financial conditions. Agriculture producers are reminded they need to complete their crop acreage reports after fall planting is completed by making an appointment with their Farm Service Agency office before the deadline. Now, the following acreage reports are applicable for Wisconsin, including November 15th for winter wheat, rye, tri-cal, and other fall-seeded small grains. Now, an acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filling an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Again, for more information, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. USDA says grain and soybean inspections were lower week to week during the 7 days ending October 24th. Corn assessments were reported at 823,000 metric tons, down from 1 million tons the prior week. The agency, however, says that's still above the 541,000 tons inspected during the same week a year ago. Wheat inspections totaled 248,000 tons, down from almost 269,000 in the previous week. That's still higher than the 198,000 tons at the same time last year. USDA says examinations of soybeans for offshore delivery dropped to 2.39 million tons, down from 2.55 million a week earlier. However, that total is still up from the 2.05 million tons inspected last year. Since the beginning of the marketing year, USDA has inspected 6.62 million metric tons of corn, higher than the 4.98 million last year, 10.4 million tons of soybeans, and 9.51 million tons of wheat. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I walked her to the plane in Phoenix. I said, say hello to your mom.
mama. She couldn't even look me in the eye. I drove out to the desert just like nothing happened. But somewhere in the darkness I heard her say goodbye. For guidance in the sky, but the stars have all gone out tonight. I feel like the love of my life is dying. Even the man in the moon is crying. I wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't.
Drives all day. When she was 29,